This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Nimbabwe's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio on a Friday afternoon, the first Friday of the month. Thank you so much for being a part of this prestigious show. I go by the name of King Bash, Abuti Winterstock himself, right? Heading straight into the motoring experience. The Capricorn FM motoring experience, that is. And on the line is our trusted motoring scribe. He goes by the name of Prashewin Naidu, who's been putting the Mazda CX-60 Takumi through its paces. He's here to give us the inside scoop on how it performs, what makes it unique, and whether it delivers, you know, a bang for your buck. Plus, we'll touch base on the ever-affordable Suzuki Frong. So here, his top motoring tip of the week, not forgetting the hot jam that will put us in the vibe for the weekend. So Prashewin is on the line right now. Prashewin, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. And yourself? A good afternoon to yourself.
Can't complain, Prashewin. Thank you so much once again for taking your time out to come and speak to us. Really do appreciate it.
Always a blessing, and I'm very grateful as always. Thank you very much. Hey, King Bash.
Alrighty, so let's dive in. Prashewin, how did the Mazda CX-60 Takumi feel on the road? Anything that, you know, surprised or impressed you? Is it called the Takumi, actually? Am I even pronouncing it right?
You did. Yeah, Takumi is the name of the game. It sounds very much. It sounds nice. The name of it. But I was quite happy because last year I remember a colleague of mine let me sample it around the block, so to say. Now to actually have that full experience, I was quite taken aback in a good way. You know, driving wise on the road, it's quite a compliant, punchy, smooth, and just very addictive. I have to use that word addictive because it had this 3.3 liter inline six turbo diesel motor, which was just playful, talky, just smooth as butter, very refined, and it had a lot of punch to it, you know, a nice amount of kick to it, about 187 kilowatts and 550 newton meter of torque. Basically, you know, in layman's terms, it had enough pulling power, which is what you want, and just refined every but way, shape, or form. They have a hybrid system as well on it, mild hybrid system. So they do claim fuel consumption is about 4.7 liters. But arguably, I mean, that week I didn't have enough time to really take it on a long journey. So I was getting about 9 liters per 100 kilometers for the city. And, you know, I did have a bit of a heavy foot because that diesel, there's just something about a diesel car that really gets me all happy and, you know, giddy about. But it's every bit of it is refined, and you can really feel that Mazda is kind of aiming to play in a more premium league.
Oh, that sounds interesting. So, but now speaking of premium, right, from a visual or a visual standpoint, how does the CX-60 hold up? Is it, you know, a head turn in person?
It actually is. I always had a very nice design to it. It was in black, you know, blacked out window, and it just looked a bit more luxe, so to say. And definitely Mazda, you know, the design language, it's bold, sleek, sophistication, especially in the Takumi trim, which is the top spec variant. You've got some fancy 20-inch wheels, sharp, precise LED lights, and just a strong road presence. So in person, it definitely does turn heads without being flashy. It's quiet confidence, as you can say.
All right. And inside the cabin, what's the overall experience like? I mean, talk us through the comfort tech and the interior vibe, Prashewin.
So here's where maybe I felt they'd kind of perhaps drop the ball a bit. Inside, you know, you feel it's nice and pretty, you know, Nappa leather seats with a bit of a stylish suede design on the dashboard. It's fairly simple. There's not much buttons to play with. Nice leather-wrapped steering wheel, head-up display, a 12.3-inch infotainment system, and obviously they've thrown in some Bose sound system to it, so you have your sound system, a sunroof, heated and ventilated seats. But, you know, it has, most cars these days have all those creatures of comfort, especially, let's say, the Chinese competitors. So it felt, it was very basic. And, I mean, basic is not bad, but before we get into the price, I just think, for the price and you're paying for it, it kind of, you know, you feel like it needs a bit more specialness, a bit more kit, a bit more things that consumers would like, you know?
Yeah. So now let's touch on that, Prashewin. Let's talk numbers now. How much are we looking at for this model? And in your view, is it priced right, you know, for what is offered?
I think they definitely are reaching quite high here because it's just over a million and 50,000 rand, so to say. And yeah, that's a big number for a Mazda when you stack it up against your German competitors, the Mercedes-Benz, you know, the GLE, or let's say the Audi Q3. I like to say the Q3. Last time I drove the diesel 35 TDI. And then I would throw in perhaps the BMW, the new X3, which hopefully we do get on test, as, you know, BMW have opened up the doors for me. I've had some good reviews about that car and value-wise. So I think it's just, you know, they're stretching it a bit here. And I think it still gives you that tech, you know, clash. But yes, it's the badging at the end of the day and the pricing. And I think consumers are going to think,
it's kind of tricky. I'm listening to that, and I thought, as you were saying, man, R1 million, something else. But nonetheless, switching lanes for a moment, Prashur, and you've spent some quality time with the Suzuki Fronks. Given your experiences, is it still a solid pick in today's market?
You know, it's a tough one, because I've had the Suzuki Fronks and test numerous times, so this would be the 8th time I've had it. Over the last 2 years, and yeah, nothing for me. The Fronks is always something that I quite—I do like it, and I don't. I despise the automatic because it just gets a bit, you know, hot and bothered, especially with the high revs and the motor, and the fuel efficiency is about 6.8 liters I've been getting this week. But it's still a nice little, you know, moving around city slicker, high ground clearance, all the amenities that you want as a consumer. It does have a nice 1.5-liter natural aspirated motor, so there's some zippiness to it. I would much prefer consumers go for the manual variant, but obviously if you don't know how to drive, manual automatic is the preference, but manual drives better in all aspects and just modern, nice, simple, perfect for university students or, you know, perhaps the granny or pops or mom, or, and it's 324K, so it's not bad. So I think, yeah. Definitely. I still think the Fronks has a lot more market share, so to say.
All right. Before I let you go, Prashurban, can you hit us up with the motoring tip and set us in the mood for the weekend with a jam?
All right. Thank you, Kimber. So keep your car's battery in check, especially if you mostly do short trips. Modern cars are packed with electronics that can drain the battery faster than you think. So once a week, take a longer drive, let the alternator recharge it properly. And let's end off with Kendrick Lamar, Loyalty.
Oh, for sure. And thank you so much for that. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. Catch you again next week, Friday.
Thank you so much, Kim Bash. Have a blessed one to yourself and listeners. Cheers.
That's how we wrap it up with Prashurban Naidu. You can check out his reviews, right? Also on Instagram, he's available at Prashurban_Naidu. And check out Eswatini Motoring. Until next time, you heard the man, Loyalty.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.